AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A day after 15 people were killed when a pickup truck barreled into a crowd in New Orleans, Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick was asked about Bourbon Street and when it will reopen.
The goal will be to do that, but that will be announced later today on timing.
The driver of the pickup was killed in a shootout with police. The Sugar Bowl college football playoff game was postponed until this afternoon. Kirkpatrick's message for those with tickets?
We have proven that we can provide safe passage to the Superdome and back. We've done that time and time again. We're going to just harden our plan. We're going to harden our targets is what we're going to do. But we believe we can absolutely provide a safe and wonderful environment today.
Investigators believe the driver of the pickup was inspired by the Islamic State group. U.S. officials tell the AP the person who authorities believe died in the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck packed with fireworks and camp fuel canisters inside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel was an active-duty U.S. Army soldier. Claims for unemployment hit the lowest level since March.
The Labor Department says jobless benefit claims fell by 9,000 last week for a total of 211,000, the fewest since the spring. That suggests most American workers are enjoying unusual job security. Next week's jobs report is expected to show employers added 160,000 jobs in December. While that would be down from 2024's average monthly gain of 180,000, growth is still solid amid high interest rates, with the job market cooling and inflation down but still higher than it would like. The Federal Reserve's projecting only 2 rate cuts this year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is starting off the new year with some solid gains. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The benchmark index is on track to break a 4-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 255 points. It's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.7%. Smaller stocks led the way higher after a better-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. That helped offset a slide for Tesla following that company's latest update on vehicle deliveries. Chinese stocks slumped after a report on manufacturing there. Stocks were mixed elsewhere in the world. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Today, President Biden will bestow the second highest civilian medal on Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson, leaders of the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot. President-elect Donald Trump has said they should be jailed for their roles in the inquiry. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.